KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. On Saturday, the final two classes, 1A and 2A, ran the state cross-country championships up in Fort Dodge. Take a look at the results in some of those area runners and teams. In Class 2A girls, Panorama, the only area team was participating. They placed 12th overall. Clara Tigland of Trainer was 5th overall. Mason Hartley of Clarinda placed 13th. Georgia Paulson of Underwood, 15th. Ashlyn Eberly of Clarinda was 47th. Chloe DeVries of Red Oak, 77th. Caitlin Cook of West Central Valley, 78th. In 2A boys, no area teams involved, but individually Cole Dooley of Trainer placed 20th. Baylor Bergren of Red Oak was 24th. Gable Porter of Underwood, 26th. Cody Gilpin of Missouri Valley, 34th. John McCall of Clarinda was 41st overall. Also at Class 1A girls, ACGC placed 5th overall as a team, right ahead of HSTW, placing 6th. Earlham was 10th, Logan Magnolia 11th. Among the individual runners, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center placing 5th overall, Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia was 6th, Riley Sloss of ACGC placing 9th, Reese Duncan of St. Albert was 16th, Grace Slater of Audubon placing 19th, McKenna Hogan of Lennox was 58th, Carly McKeever of St. Albert 74th. Also, Krista Cass of Orient Maxburg placing 91st in that meet Saturday. On the 1A boys side of things, Earlham placing 2nd overall. They had a couple of runners in the top six. Zach Dixon was 5th and Jaden Dixon was 6th. ACGC placing 4th overall with Trevin Sewer leading them with a 21st place finish. Nottoway Valley placing 10th overall. Doug Berg led them with an 18th place finish. Also individually, Brett McGee of Tri-Center was 11th. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning, 24th. Colin Lilly of St. Albert, 26th. Landon Bengen of Woodbine was 53rd. Patrick Heffernan of Boyer Valley was 58th. Ben Schroeder of Riverside placing 69th overall. Sean McGee of Tri-Center was 85th in running on Saturday. In college football news, Iowa receiver Emir Smith-Marset was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving early Sunday and will be suspended for next weekend's home game against Michigan State. Smith-Marset was driving a 2017 Chevy Camaro when Iowa City police pulled him over for speeding about 1:30 a.m., hours after the Hawkeyes lost to Northwestern. A police report said Smith-Marset was traveling 74 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, and the officer described him as having bloodshot and watery eyes and smelling of alcohol. Smith-Marset failed a field sobriety test. His blood alcohol content was 0.13. The legal limit is 0.08. Iowa's 0-2 for the first time since 2000. The Hawkeyes squandered an early 17-0 lead in a 21-20 loss to Northwestern. Despite the early lead, the Hawkeyes abandoned the run game. Iowa attempted 51 passes and ran the ball only 23 times.
If you look at those kind of numbers, it means, you know, the outcome wasn't good. So, yeah, we didn't run the ball effectively enough today. Certainly we had a couple good runs, hit a couple on them, but, you know, with consistency, not enough. So that's something we're going to have to get addressed because we don't want to play that well. I'll go on record saying that. We don't want to play that way. Looking for a lot more balance than that.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. After leading 20-14 at halftime, the Hawkeyes were held scoreless in the second half as quarterback Spencer Petras was intercepted 3 times.
You got to play the full 60 minutes. And at the end of the game, really all the critical areas – run the football, third down conversions, and the turnover rate. Obviously, those things are going to be important to deciding any football game. And, we did a good job of that in the first half, not so much in the second half. So, they finished the game and we weren't able to.
Next up is a visit from Michigan State on Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Breece Hall equaled a career high with 185 yards rushing as Iowa State rolled to a 52-22 win at Kansas Saturday. Hall scored 2 touchdowns and has rushed for 901 yards in ISU's 4-2 start to the season.
It's just a testament, not only for me, but for the offense. You know, everybody's doing a good job blocking. The O-line's doing a good job. The receivers are doing a good job. So it's really a team achievement. It's not really an individual thing. But, I mean, running the ball, we've been really successful this past couple games, so it's been fun.
Cyclones are 4-1 in the Big 12, and next up they'll host Baylor.
When we're playing our best football, I think we can hang with anybody in the Big 12 and pretty much anybody in the country. So, when our offense is going, it's really exciting because, you got me running the ball, and then you got Brock throwing the ball to Xavier Hutchinson, Sean Shaw, Charlie, Dylan, Chase, and guys like that. So, our offense gets pretty exciting once we get rolling.
That Baylor-Iowa State game in Ames, 6 o'clock, coming up on Saturday. Clemson remains number one in the Associated Press College football poll, but not by much. Trevor Lawrence's absence because of COVID-19 and the Tigers' narrow win over Boston College created a divide among the 62 sports writers and broadcasters on the voting panel. Clemson is just 2 points ahead of number two Alabama after receiving 33 first-place votes, 19 fewer than last week. The Crimson Tide closed the gap with Saturday's 41-0 rout of Mississippi State, the first shutout loss for head coach Mike Leach. The rest of the top five remain the same, with Ohio State number three, followed by Notre Dame and Georgia. Sixth-ranked Cincinnati is followed by Texas A&M, Florida, BYU, and Wisconsin. Liberty cracked the poll for the first time ever at number 25, while Penn State dropped out for the first time in 4 years. Iowa State tumbled a bit. Iowa State in at number 23 in this week's poll. Well, checking NFL action from yesterday, the Chiefs cruised to a 35-9 rout of the Jets behind Patrick Mahomes, who threw for 416 yards and 5 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill had 98 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns for the 7-1 Chiefs, while Travis Kelce had 109 yards and another score. The Jets managed just 221 yards total offense and falling to 0-8 for the first time since 1996. That was a game yesterday heard here on KJAN. Elsewhere in the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers have matched the best start in team history while retaining first place in the AFC North. The Steelers are 7-0 after turning a 17-7 halftime deficit into a 28-24 win over the Ravens. Russell Wilson threw two of his four TD passes to DK Metcalf, and the Seahawks rebounded from their first loss of the season with a resounding 37-27 win over the 49ers. Tennessee dropped its second straight since a 5-0 start as Joe Burrow threw two fourth-quarter touchdown passes in the Bengals' 31-20 win over the Titans. Cam Newton fumbled in the red zone with 31 seconds remaining to secure the Bills' 24-21 win over the Patriots. Tua Tagovailoa threw his first career touchdown pass, and the Dolphins moved to 4-3, dumping the Rams 28-17. Derek Carr threw a four-yard touchdown pass to Hunter Renfrow early in the fourth quarter, and Daniel Carlson kicked three field goals as the Raiders beat the Browns 16-6. The Vikings surprised the Packers in Green Bay 28-22 as Dalvin Cook became the first Minnesota player since Ahmad Rashad in 1979 to score four touchdowns in a single game. Green Bay still leads the NFC North by a half game after Will Lutz nailed a 35-yard field goal in overtime to give the Saints a 26-23 victory over the Bears. The Eagles still control first place in the lowly NFC East at 3-4-1 following a 23-9 win against the Cowboys. The Colts blew out the Lions 41-21. Phillip Rivers threw three touchdown passes in the second quarter. And Drew Locke hit rookie K.J. Hamler from a yard out, and no time on the clock before Brandon McManus nailed the extra point to give the Broncos a shocking 31-30 win over the Chargers. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Whether at home or at work, keeping a safe social distance is a must these days. What happens if you have to get somewhere and your battery totally fizzes out, or your brakes finally just quit? Detter Motor Company wants you to stay put and let them come to you. Need your oil changed? Want to do a test drive? Let Detter come to you. Use their shop, click, drive features to buy a vehicle online. Then let Detter's deliver it directly to you. Call 712-243-4514. More than ever, Detter is simply better. www.dettermotorcompany.com.
Well, Kevin Harvick's nearly perfect season came to a spinning and sudden halt when he was bounced from the playoffs in a stunning upset at Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott won the high-stakes race to earn his first berth in the championship four. It knocked out Harvick from title contention despite winning 9 races and the regular season championship. Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin will race Joey Logano in next week's finale at Phoenix. Harvick fell 1 point below the cut line. Ryan Blaney was second at Martinsville, followed by Logan Keselowski and Kurt Busch. Brian Gay has earned his 5th PGA Tour title by capturing the Bermuda Championship. He sank a 12-foot birdie putt on the first extra hole to beat Wyndham Clark. The 48-year-old Gay rallied from a 3-shot deficit on the back nine and birdied 18 for a 7-under-64. Darren Clark won the TimberTech Champions for his first PGA Tour Champions title. He two-putted for birdie in the par 5 18th for a 1-stroke win over Jim Furyk and Bernard Langer. The PGA Tour's John Deere Classic raised more than $12 million for Quad City area charities this year, even though the event was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Claire Peterson is the tournament chair.
We are a 501c3, not-for-profit. Our main mission is to raise money for charity. I guess if you want to use a metaphor, use that as the vehicle. The tournament is the engine that drives that vehicle and has for over 20 years. So you can turn the engine off and coast for a while, and the positive momentum can take you somewhere. It can't last forever without that, and we look forward to turning the engine back on and having a tournament next year.
The $12.22 million raised was the fourth most in tournament history. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.